out of coffee? No need to worry. Mater Dei Radio is brewing a second cup of the morning blend.
So, Shane, you have now done the morning blend with me for a week now. We've got a few more days as Brian is stretching out his vacation. He'll be back later this week. And you said something to me that I just realized that if you did the morning show maybe long term, and hopefully we'll have you back in the future, that you only have one cup of coffee a day.
Well, it's true.
It's going to be hard for us to have a second cup if you don't actually get a second cup of coffee.
I'll indulge today.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. I'm glad that you do that. I, of course, just make sure I have a big enough cup of coffee so that way it's actually a 2-in-1. So when I need a second cup, it's already there. But if I feel like I need another one, I can just refill it and just say, oh, see, that's just my second cup.
You're prepared. I'm still getting used to one. That's a new addition for me. I used to not drink coffee at all. So I'm sure in the next year or two, I'll bump up to two cups a day.
So you are a new father. Yeah, your son's just a little over a year old. Mm-hmm. Have you found that you've had to start getting that coffee in the morning since you've had him?
Yeah. I used to stay away from all caffeine. I would drink decaffeinated tea. I didn't really drink soda. And then when he was born, I started drinking chai tea lattes, which had a little bit of caffeine.
Sure.
And then that grew into a cup of coffee every morning. So I blame him, but yeah, I love him. So it's all good.
Well, good. It's all good. We do what we got to do. And you know, coffee is a gift from God. That's for sure. Moderation. Again, that's always the important step. So this, as we're heading into this week, and we've talked before on the morning blend about how to get like double duty out of a costume for parents, trying to make it easier. Like, how can they have a costume for Halloween and then in turn use it for All Saints Day? Because that, you know, those are back to back days. Now, I've known you for a little while. You and your now wife, Carolyn, you've come up with some pretty clever duo ideas when it comes to costuming over the years.
Yeah, we've had some fun doing some couples costumes. We've been Andy and April from the show Parks and Rec.
Okay,
that was a fun one. I was Burt Macklin when he's like pretending to be an FBI guy. But a couple years ago, we did a fun one. We dressed up as French Kiss. So what we did is we dressed up as like stereotypical a French person with like a beret and a baguette and like a bottle of red wine. But then we did the face paint from the band Kiss. So it was kind of a play on words. So not everyone got it at first, but once we told them what we were doing, they thought it was fun.
The Good Deacon and I went to a costume party once. We were Pugsley and Wednesday Addams.
Oh, that's
and
cute.
That was a lot of fun. I believe that I've had kids dress up. My son and his future wife, they were Wally and Eve from the Moody.
One.
So I like these. I think they're clever. And I've seen some amazing duo costumes like that. I saw a mom dress her baby up as a gorilla, like a gorilla costume. And she put on like a dress that looked like a building windows.
Oh, my goodness.
King Kong.
That's
right. And as
fun.
She held it, and I'm like, I wish I could be that creative. Now, looking at though this year specifically, I thought we would spend just a little bit of time talking about saintly duos that, you know, if you're bringing a couple of kids together, that you can make out some great costumes. Now, one that I've seen pretty regularly, and this is fun because this can be switched up a little bit, is one child in the family dresses up as Saint George as a knight. The other puts on kind of a dragon costume. Of course, when Saint George piercing the dragon. I thought that's kind of fun. But you can also use Saint Margaret or Saint Martha. So the girl can dress up as a knightly saint or go online. Look at those holy cards, because in both of those saints, they are so piercing like the dragon or the serpent. So boy, that is not just for saintly men to be warriors for Christ.
No,
I think
everybody
that is
can be
a good
saintly
one.
Warrior. That's a great one where you can just, you don't even need to change that one. I think that both days, that works perfectly
that works
for Halloween
perfect.
And All Saints. Yeah, that's...
You're covered.
Yeah, you're covered
for sure.
You're good to go.
So I've been talking with my daughter now, and she is getting ready she's got two to dress up this year. My granddaughter has, in no uncertain terms, said she is going to be a cat. And I don't know if when it comes to the All Saints Fair the next day or the same night, if she is going to do anything but dress up as that cat. So my suggestion suggestion was then for our grandson, he's just a little guy, put him in a brown robe, send him as St. Francis, and then she can be one of the cats, yeah. He loved the wildlife.
Yeah, when you have your kids and they don't want to be anything else, sometimes you have to get creative. How can I pair this with a costume of my own? Or you know, it's really easy when your kids are very little and they don't have any opinions on what they wear. Then you can dress them up as you want.
As anything, that's for sure. And really, for that matter, any of the creatures that a person might want to dress up as, just put them with St. Francis, since he loved creation.
He did. I mean, endless possibilities.
So again, with some of these creativities, now there are lots of duos too that include the Blessed Mother. These are fantastic ones. Yeah. The Blessed Mother and an angel.
That's
you can get
one.
Those two together, the angel Gabriel. And for that matter, if you have three kids, they could all be the archangels together. Mm-hmm. And those can be like warrior types, because, I mean, like if you look at St. Michael.
Yeah, he's a warrior type.
He's a warrior type for sure. You can also do, this is a fantastic one, St. Faustina and Jesus.
It's a good one.
Right? Bless, you know, the Divine Mercy. I even saw one where the Jesus one was holding a big picture frame. So it looked like he was in the image of that. And then also, let's see here. The other one was...
we mentioned Juan Diego, St. Juan Diego, and Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Would be a good pair,
Those are perfect ones, right?
Yeah, those are great.
I think those are a lot of fun. If you're just tuning in, pour yourself a second cup. We are talking about some saintly duos and ways that you can keep them all in the family. There are also a lot of saints that have figures with them. This one is a little unusual. I'm not quite sure how you could do it. Maybe a mom could. If you were to dress up as Saint Joan of Arc, you can carry with you a little golden spear with you. So just a little baby in a bunting, golden bunting.
That would work.
Now you're Saint Joan of Arc. Saint Agnes, she carried with her lambs.
Ah, so you could just dress your little one up as a sweet little lamb.
That would
be cute. Yeah.
Or then you can also be Saint Rita and a rose, just a little flower, right? Have you seen those little flower costumes for babies?
Just like right around their head.
I think those are perfect. And then again, you've just got just a great way to be able to be together. All right. Now, if we go to maybe some more modern saints for kids to dress up as a duo, how about this? And this one's great, because I know in my own parish at Holy Redeemer, we actually have this statue in church. And if you've been to Holy Redeemer, you know which two saints I'm talking about, because we've got Pope St. John Paul II. With Mother Teresa.
That would be a group.
And there's a beautiful image of them embracing. In real life, we have that photograph. Well, Holy Redeemer's got that statue. Again, another great duo.
And you got to recreate the photo.
And have them kind of hold and embracing. That would be perfect. So again, just a little bit of creativity and you've got perfect duo of family. And then there are just many ways. Saint Therese and her sisters. Yeah. Who were our two man saints that you were talking about?
I was talking about Saint Ignatius and Saint Francis Xavier. Because they were college roommates and helped form the Jesuit order. So that would be a great pairing. Yeah.
I tell you what, the options are endless. So with a little creativity, you can just get them ready for Halloween and then move right into All Saints Day. And I hope you enjoyed today's second cup.